3A is titled societies must pay for their actions, and that there's a coming to accounts, that history demands a coming to accounts of society's actions. And it's relevant in at the beginning of 3A. It starts in perhaps the most polemical and direct mode of this entire work. Godard launches into a kind of a jacuzzi against contemporary European governments for their inability or unwillingness to respond to the atrocities of Yugoslavia, which were raging away while he was making this. And in a sense, we can look at this as an anticipation of his film, Milton Musik. 3B, chapter 3B,
it's added talking to its structure.
And it literally addresses...
But it's experimental dance and pop. And the fantastic Lissando.
Chapter 4A is titled
Willing to Resist. That is its place. Willing to Resist on Kill Radio. Unwilling. Frightening. This is about the breakdown of modern civilization. Whatever you hear is not real. You only think you're hearing it. Oh, welcome to the chill room.
Thank you.
mi così. Rappresenta, io vorrei una parola. Toutes les femmes de Manet ont l'air de dire « Je sais à quoi tu penses ». Sans doute parce que jusqu'à ce peintre, si je le savais pas mal trop, la réalité intérieure restait plus subtile que le cosmos. Les célèbres et pâles sourires de Vinci et de Vermeer disent d'abord « moi ». « Moi » et le monde ensuite. Et même la femme Richard Perrault de Corot ne pense pas ce que pense Olympia. Ce que pense Berthe Morisot, ce que pense la Barmette des Folies Bergères. Parce que le monde, enfin, le monde intérieur, a rejoint le cosmos.
Listening to WFMU. the abandoned, and where are in succession. That's where the ideas come from. One thing comes up after another. The puppets aren't aware of what we call montage, or in other words, the cutting of one image to another. They go by so rapidly, so that they are absorbed by the content they look at on the screen.
Oh, you hear me? I put a spell on you.
Thank you.
cries, you're standing still. You're looking. Maybe you're touching, too. You're willing to resist. That's why you're here. Listening to the children. It takes nerve. It takes ability to transcend ego. There is no right or wrong here. There's only crazy. From Cone in Sweden. Keith Jarrett talks through his fingers. And the way he relates is overwhelming. But it's crazy. Backwards. It's 1:43 in the morning. It's the 26th.
Thank you. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? With that hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. But there's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
Some intentions. not coming up. Are coming up.
Here are the spoon.
I cast you out of it.
There I die. Here are the spoon. It was only a moment for you. Here I die. Don't have to stay.
You know that
only a moment for you.
Hey, Doc. What's happening? Hey, Doc. What's really happening?
Thank you. at Flatten Baton Rouge and heading for the train. Feeling nearly faded is my jeans. Bobby thumbed the diesel down just before it rained. Took us all the way to New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang a pair of a song that driver knew. Freedom, just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee.
Willing to resist, on the Chill Room for a very late Saturday night, Sunday morning. Particles of matter, mind matter, flying between our ears.
Well, Princess, I guess it's time to rumble.
What we've listened to this evening has been Jean-Luc Godard's Histoires du Cinéma.
Avec la pelle, le feu dans le puits, l'Afrique fantôme.
Which I recorded over at UCLA during a play of the film.
La Panavision Platinum,
le moins
personnel que la de Brissette, avec laquelle le neveu d'André Gide partit en voyage au Congo.
We also heard the beginning of Rings on the Awkward Shadow by Carolina. And we heard Nurse with Wounds Echo Poem Sequence number 2. And there was music, The Slits, I heard it through the grapevine. But we mostly heard Things, Lieutenant Caramel, the Erratum Solus. I can't even begin to list all the little bits and pieces that I threw. Oh, what's this here? Are you ready to rumble? Chris Jensen did Torture. And then for the longest time, it was Keith Jarrett live in Köln, Sweden in 1974 before he became a fucking Scientologist and lost it. Because the fire that's in that, that's one of the seven wonders of the world. I don't know, it's one of the greatest things I've ever heard, that piano piece. I guess it's an improvisation. It's got everything. It's the universe in one, willing to resist. And then Tom Waits, what's he building in there? And Underworld, Push Downstairs. And that was Jan Tomita and the Doopies doing Time and Space. And that was DJ Pooter Hoots. Can't go for that. Can't go for that. And then from the last movie, we heard Kris Kristofferson and me and Bobby McGee in two parts with Shattering Man of the Mountains Falling by Nurse with Wound in there too, and the Helio sequence Tomorrow Never Knows, which I just played a couple weeks back, but the relevance to what I'm doing, well, you're not supposed to get it. You're only supposed to feel it. It is something beyond what I can tell you in words. It can only come through the collage and the experience itself.
Yeah.
Now go out there and sleep. Yeah, sleep. You can sleep now because you deserve it. And then when you get up, resist everything. Nothing is the way it's been told to you. Not at all. Everything is different from what they tell you. Resist. Don't be stupid. Resist. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.